Check in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo and get a rundown on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting, which did happen. Nikki, how are you?
It did. Hi, how are you, Joe?
Good. Everybody trudged through the snow to get to the meeting.
Yep. It was we had a full board and we got right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race for a special use permit for their annual Road Race and Housing Act benefiting Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Scholarship. This year's race will be on June 27th. Bill Dunn was unable to attend due to the weather, of course. And this is an annual event that has been going on for years to pay homage to Bill Dunn Jr. In a memorial scholarship, has raised a ton of money for kids in Housneck and throughout Quincy. So that went through 5-0. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS and a special use permit for the annual squirrel run on Saturday, June 6th. Lou Tozzi was able to come yesterday and speak about the 28 years of the squirrel run and how much it benefits ALS and the money that has gone into the research for Dr. Brown's research in ALS. And already this year, they're $10,000 ahead of where they were last year, and they're expecting even a bigger crowd. So kudos to them, Lou. He's a great guy with such a special cause, and that went through 5-0 as well.
Nice. Two great events to really memorialize some wonderful folks here in city. That's great. Yeah,
that's for sure. Agenda item number three, here regarding the request of the Quincy Friends of Scouting for a one-day liquor license for their annual trivia night fundraising event at the Masons Hall at 20 Greenleaf Street. The event is on Saturday, March 7th from 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Ray Thyberg was there. This is the sixth annual trivia night. This benefits the scouts for summer camp. They'll have just beer and wine, and the trivia night is a fun event, and they don't offer food, but they said you can bring your own snacks. Some people get Fowler House pizza and things like that. So that went through 5-0. Agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of the Woodward School at 1102 Hancock Street for a one-day liquor license for their annual Irish Fest on Sunday, March 8th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will support Woodward Athletics. Stephanie Perini Haggerty was there. This is the third annual Irish Fest, and they'll have a band and bagpipers there, and this will support the Woodward Athletics, and that went through 5-0 as well. Doing a lot of fundraising in our city.
Yeah, all long-standing organizations too.
So yeah, all good causes, that's for sure. Agenda item number five, a lot of people will be excited to hear that the request for the New England Free Jacks for a series of one-day liquor licenses for the 2026 Free Jack home games, potential playoff matches, 2026 Boston Banshee games at Veteran Memorial Stadium at 850 Hancock Street for the following dates. The Free Jacks kickoff and home games will be March 14th, March 28th, April 11th, April 26th, May 3rd, May 9th, June 7th. Potential playoffs will be June 14th. Boston Banshee is coming in on May 2nd, May 16th, June 7th, July 11th, and July 18th. Griffin Kirkwood was there and spoke about the New England Free Jacks, and excited to have the Boston Banshees back this year for all of their games. Their kickoff will be a St. Patrick's Day kickoff party, and more information on the Free Jacks website. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, so it's that's the championship
That's right.
Free
That's
Jacks.
right. We kind of said the playoffs. We didn't go with potential because we know we'll be in the playoffs. So, yeah, it's exciting to have them back. They're really getting a big following, and rightfully so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So, and the Banshees are a lady rugby
That's
team, right?
right. That's right. Yeah. So, and they're excited to have them have all their games here in Quincy, where last year I think they only had two or three games here. So,
Excellent. I'm glad we're talking about things in better weather too.
I know. I
It's
know.
nice.
Don't look out the window.
No, not right now.
Agenda item number six, hearing regarding the request of Break Rock Brewing at 534 Victory Road, Marina Bay Boardwalk, for a temporary extension of their licensed premise to include the boardwalk park adjacent to their existing outdoor patio. The extensions are requested, weather permitting, from Friday through Monday, from Memorial Day weekend until Sunday, November 1st. Jay Southwood was there. These events will be Friday and Saturday from 12 to 10, and on Sunday from 12 to 8. Break Rock Brewing, bringing a lot of people down to Marina Bay, and just want to be able to extend it outdoors and take advantage of Marina Bay for sure and the weather. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Excellent. Memorial Day seems so far away right now.
Right now it does, but it'll be here before you know it,
That's
right?
right.
Agenda item number seven was hearing regarding the request of TL Real Estate Investments LLC, doing business as Mangia Mangia Pizzeria, for an all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for their premise located at 678 Adams Street, Unit 2. Proposed manager Clifford Williams' proposed license premise is a street-level 1,788 square foot restaurant with seated dining for 30 and a bar that seats between 6 to 8. Attorney Lou Cassis was there. Councillor Hubley held a community meeting on 219, and some folks in the neighborhood raised some issues that they talked through, and one resident wrote a letter of opposition, which was submitted to the board for the record. The hours there are going to be 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, potentially till 12. They don't think it'll be open till 12, but they wanted to put that out there just in case they had any late patrons. But there'll be no music, there'll be no there'll be no entertainment.
Okay.
So they don't really think that they'll be open till midnight. The nail salon there, which does do a great deal of business, closes at 7 p.m. So parking really shouldn't be an issue. They did, however, secure some parking across the street as well, up to 20 spots. And I suggested that TL Real Estate Investment LLC schedule deliveries when the nail salon is closed. And so that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay. All right. That's up in Lakin Square, I think, by the 7-Eleven area.
Yes, the old 7-Eleven,
Okay.
exactly.
Gotcha.
So It's just a little spot off, if you're looking at the nail salon to the left,
Okay.
that is brand new.
Yep,
So,
gotcha. Okay.
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
We need another Italian restaurant since the Villa Rosa was gone
Right.
up there.
Exactly. I think people are missing the Villa Rosa pizza, so this may
Oh,
be a fill
right
of
here for
love.
sure.
Yeah. So that was all that was on the agenda. Our next meeting is Tuesday, March 10th.
Okay, into March. Hallelujah. Slow but sure,
I
making
know.
progress. Speaking of making progress, how are you making progress on the city census?
Good. They should all be delivered. If you haven't received your census, please be sure to call our office, 617-376-1142-4344. We can get a census mailed out to you if you didn't receive yours. We are getting them back. We're encouraged. I know it's tough with the weather, to get out and mail your census, but you can put it in your mailbox and the mail person will take it for you. Please call us if there's any questions, concerns with the census, but it is an important and vital piece that we need here in the city, to further serve our residents. So if you could, fill that out, sign it, get it back to us, add anybody, and make sure you add the new dogs to your census form too. Speaking of new dogs, our rabies clinic is scheduled. We have an exciting announcement. It's going to be at the Quincy Animal Shelter this year.
Neat.
So that will take place on April 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $10 for a rabies shot. It's $10 to license your dog. You can do both there that day. And that is, again, April 11th, which is a Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Quincy Animal Shelter on Quarry Street. Excited for letting for the animal shelter to invite us up and have us host us for the rabies clinic. It's a good way to get up there, see the new animal shelter, let the dog run in the park, and we're happy to do it there. We'll see. The logistics seem good. We have two rooms where we can do one the shot, one the license. We'll figure it out, and good parking. But if the residents don't like it and we don't feel comfortable, we can certainly go back to One Marymount Parkway. But I think it's a good opportunity for people to come up and see the beautiful shelter. It's so nice and so well done, and there are so many people there that dedicate their time to helping our animals in Quincy, and it's a great place, and I think it needs more exposure.
Yeah, I agree. It is gorgeous, especially compared to the old site
Right.
on Broad Street for sure.
Right.
And if nothing else, just go and visit it, and you can see some of the animals they have available for adoption. Talk to the volunteers. There's a community room there that's big and beautiful. There's as you mentioned, the dog park is just up the street. There's a
Yeah.
like a rooftop area with some benches where you can sit as well. So, well worth the trip for sure, and it's free.
Yeah. Yep.
To go to the shelter, not for the
Yes.
clinic.
$10 cash or check for the license, and $10 cash for the shot.
Okay. And they need to bring a certificate with them. Is that right? Previous?
We would appreciate it, but we will have the option there to look it up
Oh.
if You're already in a system.
Gotcha. Okay. Excellent. All right. Anything else, Nikki?
I think that will do it for today, Joe.
Okay. Hopefully, next time we catch up, it'll be sunny and 80.
I know. I hope so. It could be.
It could be, or it could be anything.
Could be another storm. Who knows?
Let's hope for the best.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Take care.